Welcome to Real Women, Courageous Wisdom, a podcast featuring Women for One truth tellers, everyday women passionate about sharing their journeys and inspiring others. Real Women, Courageous Wisdom, because every woman has a story. Welcome to Real Women, Courageous Wisdom. I'm your host, Kara Bradley. Today, we're with Dana Prophet. Dana is an American expat living in South Africa. She's the author of The Little Guide to Big Happiness, Simple Steps to Creating the Life You Want. I'm so excited to have Dana with me today. Hi, Dana.
Hi, how are you? I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We are so excited to have another truth teller in the house.
Yes, so powerful, aren't we?
Yeah. When we empower each other right from the gut, from the heart, it's what it's all about, and it's what this podcast series is all about. So thank you for joining us.
And no, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself, and then what has inspired you just to share your story?
Well, as you said, I'm an American expat living in South Africa, of all places. My family was quite surprised when I moved here 10 years ago, but they really weren't all that shocked because I tend to be very impulsive. I don't think they were happy about it. They weren't surprised, let's put it that way. So anyway, I've been here for 10 years, and of course, living in different cultures and meeting so many people with so many different circumstances other than your own really drives your curiosity about yourself and the world. And I was inspired to start talking about my experiences simply by sharing stories with other women. When we get together over coffee or even in a circle, our hearts open and we expand and we are able to share and support each other, and you just grow that way. And the more I talked with other women and told them my particular circumstances and they shared their particular circumstances with me, we found that it was so uplifting. And what a gift and what a powerful thing to be able to uplift another human being, to share their pain, to give them support, and vice versa. There's nothing like it. And that's what obviously the whole website Women for One is about. And so I'm thrilled to be part of it and thrilled to be part of this podcast because it sort of is in alignment with what is true to me as well.
Yeah, I lost you there for a second, but I think we're back. That is great.
Of course.
Yeah, we are back. That's wonderful. And you really, really encapsulated exactly what this podcast series is about as well, because we just want to have a conversation with you so that you can share with us, our community, your insights, your best practices, what empowers you, how you empower others, because that gets us all going. We feed off of each other. There's no doubt about it.
There's not. I mean, and it shows even in Facebook, all the memes that are self-empowering, all the websites like Women for One, the natural tendency of women to group together, and not only women, but women and men and children. We're all in this together. So it's a natural tendency for us to do it. And I can see through social media and through other mediums, people want it. People need it. And as much as we, weirdly enough, can inspire others when we don't even know we do, we do. And others do the same for us. So there's so much room out there to hear stories and to connect on a soul-to-soul basis. And I think it's fantastic. You know, that's what we're all about, like you said.
Yes, wonderful. So tell us what inspired you to first share with Women for One. And by the way, everyone listening, you can go on the site and you can read Dana's stories and her bio and all of that information there. But we'd love to just hear from you. What inspired you to first share and press send on that first submission?
Well, that was a little bit scary, let me tell you. I actually didn't do it for quite a while, for a month or two, because we all have this innate fear that we're not good enough or that we'll be rejected. And I just wrote a tiny little article, but I was inspired by it. And I finally, you know, my mantra and one of my best practices is to boldly go where I am terrified of. And I don't always do it, but sometimes I do it, and I do it in little increments that works best for me. And that was a little increment, that pushing send. But I saw that site and I saw how powerful it was and how there were so many different circumstances out there that can be reached on a common denominator. You know, I might not share this exact set of circumstances, but I understand the feelings behind it, or I understand the motivation motivation behind it. And when I said earlier, I was talking to people and sharing my story, and I was quite surprised that I could be inspiring to somebody else in my little circle. And so I saw the Women for One website, and I saw that these people were inspiring on a global level. And I thought, you know, maybe I could, maybe I won't, but all I can do is try. And so I did put my site on there, and I had such a warm response and such support from so many people. And it really made me realize that whether it's a micro or macro level, your little community or the globe, we all share this common factor. We all share our emotions and our experiences, and we need to reach out and touch somebody who knows what we're going through. So that's what I did, and I'm so thrilled I did, because I've learned so much and I've met so many great people. And there we go. I conquered a fear by doing so.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, can you tell us about another fear or something else that you've leaned into in the past? Because these are great stories, because this gives us hope that we can do it as well.
How much time do you have? Fears. I don't know how we do it. You know, I actually have a friend who is a stunning singer. A stunning singer. And I have a music studio at home, because if you will read my book, you will see that I am a failed rock star, like millions of us out there. So what I did was the next best thing and put a music recording studio in my house, so I can listen to everybody else sing. I don't know. But anyway, while I'm doing that, this person had a lovely, lovely voice. And we were talking about making a CD for them. And their friend said, but they've got no confidence. And it blows me away. How can you absolutely have no confidence when you are that obviously talented? But it shows you all of us have these fears. So one of my fear is singing in public, and what I've been doing lately, and it sounds so silly, but it's true. I have been singing very loud with the radio in public, and I've been gauging people's responses, and I'm getting a pretty decent response. And then sometimes it's like, sorry, who sang that song? We'd like to hear them sing it. Get a few of those too. But you just, all you have to do is put little things out there. So I would say fear of singing in public, and what I'm doing is singing very loudly in public so other people can hear me, but pretending not to. So that's getting my fear over. And then we were actually asked to sing in public, my husband and I, for an event. So, you know, you take these little steps and you get over your fear incrementally. And then finally you realize there was really nothing to fear whatsoever at all. And you feel so much more authentic and truthful by being who you really want to be and having it publicly acknowledged. You know, we all have this stuff inside of us. And, you know, I'm this inside, or I'm an artist, or I'm a business leader, or I'm this, but it hides inside of us. So nobody knows that we're that person. So how are we ever going to live truthfully or authentically if nobody even knows? And then we finally blurt it out there in some crazy mess, and people are like, who are you? You're not who I thought you were, but we had been like that all the way inside of us. So I am trying. This is my life lesson right now, is to get all my little fears and put them out there so people know who I really, really am authentically, and not to be afraid of that.
Oh, that's well said. And so
we'll see how it works. And sometimes I make a fool of myself, and other times I don't. But what else are you going to do? Are you going to live inside and not and fear the real world? Or are you going to make what's inside into the real world? You're going to make it tangible. That's what it's about.
Yeah. And identifying the fear is really such a big step along the way, because sometimes it's just hidden under so many other layers of conditioning and beliefs that we don't realize. I know for myself, I've been really working, as well as you said, on being vulnerable out there on social media. It's amazing what happens when you actually put down and post exactly what you're actually feeling in that moment. Mm-hmm. You get the most incredible response.
Yes, and you do. No, I think we feel it, whether it's in any kind of medium. If your heart is open and you're actually feeling that, so you're going to have a response with somebody, because it's energy, and it's transported around the world. If your heart is open, I would say this over and over, then somebody else's heart is open. You make that magical connection that it's transcendent. It's those moments that we live for, and that's how we know we've connected with others.
Yes. Yes, well said. I'm in the process of writing a book. I'm actually at the latter stages of writing my book. Thank you. It is an incredible process, I will tell you that. And I just know that for so many, it's been about 2 years that I've been writing it, the question, who am I, comes up. It doesn't come up anymore, but it came up for a good year. Who am I to be saying this? And I'm sure there's others out there who have said this to themselves as well. Who am I to be being so bold? Who am I? And it is really amazing when you can start recognizing how often you say that to yourself. Of course, I know I'm capable of saying this. Anybody is capable of saying exactly what they're feeling, but it's small steps every day. It has really helped me tremendously. So thank you for reminding me of that.
Yes, well, congratulations on that. It's hard work, but we all need to recognize the value in us. We have this, I mentioned in the book as well, this internal predator, and if you study any Carl Jung works, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And we let that take over our lives, and we give each other such negative self-talk, and I don't think we even realize it. Who are you to say that? Well, you are completely deserving to say that. You have your life experience. You have your wisdom. You have a voice. We all are worthy, and none of us think we are. How silly are we? How silly is that? But we've got to, that's the one thing. Knowing what your fears are, what you're afraid of, and what you really want. Actually, that's another thing that I have learned recently is to ask myself, now, what do I really, really want? Because I know that I want this and this and this. And my authentic self 10 years ago wanted that. So I should still want that. But no, I don't. My authenticity has changed now. So what do I want now? We have to constantly be in touch with ourselves and ask ourselves these questions, because if we just go blindly, then we're going to end up on this completely weird path, and then we don't know how we got there. So I love the fact that you're asking yourself those questions, and we all have to do that if we want to stay in touch with who we are.
Yes. And in fact, you write about this in your book, and I made a note of that, is asking what is most important to me right now. Because as you said, what was important to me 10 years ago has definitely changed. So if I can really just sit with what is most important to me right now, do I really need to make the connection with this person, or would it just make me feel important, or would it make, you know what I mean? It's really like maybe I can let that relationship go and I can focus here because that's not going to serve me anymore. I'm just kind of, yeah.
And we get caught up in the past. We get caught up in our even our own ideas of what we should be that have long since passed. And of course, not to mention, like you had talked about others, socials, everybody else's ideas of what we should be. We get caught up under so many layers, and that you've got to be and honest with yourself. Because there was one thing that I've realized recently that is much more important to me than ever was, and I thought about it in my younger days, many moons ago, and that's security. That I never valued security. I never needed it. I mean, time flew by. I went around the world. I did whatever I wanted. But as I and I thought, oh well, only certain women need that, or women who can't take care of themselves, or I had judgments in my 20s. And of course, now that I've gone through the 30s and the 40s and everything else, I realize it's not a bad thing to crave rather security, because it gives you a foundation to spring forth from. And so it was very difficult for me to accept the fact that one of my main goals is security now. And it was quite an enlightening experience, because I realized I have now transformed from one woman to the next woman. And this woman's amazing. No judgment there.
Yeah, that's great. Do you have anything other, any others that these realizations that you could share?
I think it's just one of the big ones that we've already spoke about, but it was realizing who I am now, like you said, and realizing that I was living in a dream world for a lot of years. Actually, I was kind of living in the past and wondering why I was so depressed and nothing was happening in my life. And it's because I wasn't being true to who I was at that moment. I said, well, that's me. That's my authentic self. But it was an old authentic self. So that's one of the things that I think people, especially women, we go through so many stages in our lives. You know, one moment we're the young child, and then we're, you know, the young seductress, and then we're the career woman and the mother, and then we turn into the sage and the wise woman. We have so many different facets of who we are. Make sure you're in the right one for your time, and you'll be much happier. Big lesson for me.
Yes, that's wonderful. Yeah, I think for me, especially going through the process of writing my book, I became very familiar with myself and very familiar with my patterns and how, when I held back and when I was able to speak my truth. And from writing the book, what I've discovered is that I no longer am willing to not be completely honest in my life. Because there's a different feeling, you know, when I was writing and still am writing, there's a different feeling, like I could feel the constriction when I start manipulating words to sound a certain way. And then there's an incredible freedom when I just let it rip. And so at my age now, you know, having gone through the 20s and the 30s and the 40s, I want to stay super mindful about what it is I'm communicating out there into the world. And I really just want it to be truth. That's it. And if it's not, I want to reel it back and I want to own it. And then I just want to step right back out there and redefine it, because it can only be truth going forward. That's it. That's it.
I hear you. That is fantastic. But you know now, and maybe it is because of our ages, it is unacceptable not to be truthful anymore. And I'm writing some other books as well. And if I write something that's just not there, it's gone. It's deleted, because I cannot put something out there. People will know if you're just trying to fabricate something or an emotion or manipulate a feeling. You can tell if something's false. I mean, it may not ring false, but it'll just have nothing behind it. There'll be nothing, you know, that you can connect with behind it. And that's not what I want to do. I want everything to count. And I think it is because of our wonderful ages. I am so happy to be here, and I'm sure you are too, that we don't have to put up with it anymore. You know, we don't care if this person doesn't connect with it or this person doesn't do something. We have to do something truthful and put it out there, and who is meant to connect with it and share it will. That's what it's about. Those are our people. That's
right. That's the trust. I mean, if we can trust, and I think as we continue to excavate ourselves and burn through what doesn't serve us and burn through what feels false and all the old conditioning from society, from our families, yada, yada, yada. But when we can burn through that, we start to trust the voice that's coming from within. And I think having two daughters myself in their 20s, young, early 20s, what I tell them all the time is that, you know, if you can truly speak from your heart and empower others around you, you will continue to be empowered yourself. I mean, and so a few months ago, Kelly put something up on Women for One, and the simple quote tile said, "Empowered women empower women."
Yes.
And that to me was that was just fantastic. How do you empower women? How do you stay in that soup?
Well, I find that I empower women sometimes when I'm not even trying, which is, it's very humbling. You know, you said earlier, like, who am I to do something? And you often think, well, who do I think I am? But your real truth, your daily life does inspire people, that I found out on from my end. And I found out just by sharing my story and sharing my vulnerability, actually, because it's hard, because none of us want to be embarrassed and none of us want to, you know, feel rejected or anything. But when you share your vulnerability, people connect, because they're so vulnerable in so many different ways. And that in itself breeds strength, because the more people you've got talking about these things, the more you realize it's not so terrifying. It's not so insurmountable. It's just a tiny little thing that once I share, doesn't seem so bad anymore. And so I find that sharing that empowers others, and they empower me as well. You know, I mean, it's a magical, magical gift we have just to be able to communicate on that level.
That's right. Yes. And when that comes back to you, it's just I like to call it the soup, because I feel like it just, we just continue to feed each other over and over, and it goes through social media, and it goes in the grocery store and at work and everywhere we are as women. If we could acknowledge and pat each other on the back, and, you know, from the heart, not in a false way, but that it just breeds such an amazing culture. And we need to continue to do that.
We need to. There's so many women out there who are still unempowered. And there's also, not only because there's so many areas that are under oppression, and, you know, like, especially here in Africa, there's so many women that are under the cycles of poverty and misogyny and violence and things like that. But also, at every given moment, there's different age groups coming up through it. And you know, at different age groups, we have different insecurities and things. So there's going to be a constant, constant need. As long as there's humanity and people in different geographical locations and people at different ages and people from different socioeconomic places, we all need to continue doing this, not for our own soul, but for everyone's soul. And if more we can empower women around the globe and around the world, we're just all in a better place.
That's fantastic. I'm gonna end with that, because that is such a great little nugget of wisdom there. So,
wow.
So Dana Prophet, thank you for joining us. Tell us where we can find you online.
You can find me at facebook.com/danaprophet.public. You can find me on my books on Amazon, iTunes, anywhere that there's online retailers. And yeah, I hope to reach out and connect with some more wonderful truth tellers, more women and men around the globe. Please, please keep in contact with me, and I will definitely keep in contact with all of you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And thank you all for joining us at Real Women, Courageous Wisdom. We are so honored to have every single one of you in this community joining us in helping each other help each other. So thank you all.